I'm sure you will love this, Tyler. One moment.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Tyler?
Yeah.
Hey, Tyler, how's it going, man?
Yes,
my name's Sahak. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
All right. I was just speaking with her, letting her know. I was just paying for recently another SEO company.
Right, 411 Local. She made a note here. Is that right?
Yeah. They bumped me pretty hard. They got my page suspended, and I can't get a hold of it.
Sorry to hear that, man, because I know that can be frustrating, especially trying to get a hold of Google directly. It is not easy.
Yeah, it's been a pain in my ass. Yeah.
No, understood. Yeah, we've had a lot of...
I've put in third-party complaints, and then they said they deleted my page and told me I could start a new one, and when I tried to start the fucking new one, it still says my page is suspended. So it's been a terrible experience because I basically paid for this. You know
right,
what I mean?
She made a note here. Yeah. I'm thinking 411 Local, what's that? Are they probably charging like $300 a month, $400, something like that?
I was around $300.
$300, yeah. So that's unfortunate because that's a lot of money, and obviously, you know, you don't want that to happen, especially after you pay it. That can be frustrating for sure.
I paid for 3 months after being suspended.
Right, like trying to figure it out. Right, yeah.
Yeah, because I want, you know what I mean? Because they messed up and took, what I think happened was, man, they didn't know what the fuck they're doing, and one of them tried to,
I don't usually like to talk bad about other companies, but yeah, you may be right.
Instead of managing my page, they tried to take ownership of my page.
Exactly.
And, you know.
And we make sure that we're not going to do that, right? This is your GBP,
right.
Your Facebook. We do not do that. Just up front so you know that. Now,
they said that's a rule that they can't do that. And I'm like, well, you guys
really?
Fucking
yeah,
did.
Yeah.
You know, like.
No, and you know.
And that's the problem.
Those companies, the local ones that just do local SEO, typically they don't really get a lot of results. They might promise the same things, and it all sounds great, you know, in theory, but
I know with the SEO, it takes time,
right.
Too. I know that. You know,
no, of course,
not,
yes, that is definitely a factor. But, I mean, for your situation, that's a little bit different, though, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I had
now,
4 years, man. I had 4 years, bro. I'm telling you, I was like third fucking one. When you would look up pressure washing near me or pressure washing in there,
right. And especially to be in that situation and then now going through what you're going through now, yeah, I can only imagine how mad you would be. Yeah, that's
I lost, dude.
Pretty fucked up, yeah.
It dropped me down heavy on work. Okay.
No, exactly. And that's why we got to get you up there ASAP, right? So pretty much the service is going to be similar, except we've been in business by 18 years. We've been a partner or, you know, a premier partner of Google since 2004. So our technicians are legit and like they are not going to let something like that happen. And of course, the verification will be the first thing that we take care of for you. Okay. Now you're also going to be listed on all the, you know, I'm sure you're familiar, right? All the directories and search engines like Bing and Yahoo.
Yeah.
And, you know, even voice acquisition for Bing. Even like Alexa, right, all that stuff, exactly. And then you'll even have a tech team who's there Monday through Friday. They'll take care of anything you want on the digital side. If there's any problem, they're there. And you still got me, too. Like, I'd be the lead on the account, of course. And then you have a tracking system. Now, this is the best part. There's a tracking system that can actually track all this and make sure that there isn't any holes or any problems like that happening. So we can, through an app on your phone, you can actually watch your ads, your GBP, how everything is performing, and if there's anything you want to edit or, you know, run a new promotion, whatever it is, we can take care of it, you know. Basically, Monday through Friday, you're good to go, right? Not the weekends, but most days, yeah, we can take care of it in any time. Now, as for the pricing, it's probably going to be somewhat similar. It's $299, right? Same thing. And now that would include the website as well. If you do need one. Did they take the website from you as well, or is
that
active?
Yeah. And I paid for that. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, here it is. The website's managed for 411. Yeah, okay, there it is. Yeah, so no worries. Do you own the, what's it called, the domain name, or we can get you a new one if not, but you do own that. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So as long as you own that, we can just build you a new one based on, you know, the same template. You can have it the same way. It actually might be a couple words above. Yeah, we make sure they're fully Google template sites, you know, even for mobile devices, and you can also have your own pictures, content, you know, scheduling and billing for clients. So it'd be a fully functional, like a legit site too.
Yeah, no doubt. My site was basic as hell, but I mean, you know, like I swear every site it looked like a copy and paste, you know.
Yeah, that's never good.
Yeah, dude.
You don't want to see that. That's not what you want to see, yeah.
Yeah, and they, like, asked me for pictures and shit, and I sent them, and they didn't even put any pictures off of any of the
edges. Oh, no way. No, we actually, our tech team, they'd be like, you're instrumental in creating it. Like, in all the color schemes, the pictures and everything.
You know what I mean? If you look
it's all you.
You look at my... Yeah, that's what I mean. I like, that's what I'm... Like, Facebook, if you look at Facebook, I try to... You know, keep control of, you know what I mean? I try to keep control of my presence, but, you know, I don't know. I really got stopped, like, on this Google thing.
Right, yeah, exactly.
So $2.99 a month.
Right, and that's with the website. Basically, there's an extra cost to the website, but I'm inclined to just help you out.
That's
kind of messed up, so I really want to help you out.
That's what I'm saying. That's what
right.
I was like,
so
bro,
I know that I'm not
going
to try to make you do it again because that's messed up. Like, I can get that waived to your free. No, it doesn't.
I really thought.
Yeah.
I mean, if I paid the extra fee, that's what the fuck I paid for. Like, I feel like it's fraud.
And that's what I'm saying.
Like,
it's right. It's exactly.
It's like
and but then what? No one's doing anything about it. So that's what I'm saying. Let me just get that thrown in there for you. That way you're not paying again because that's even more BS. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to do that.
Right. It'd be $2.99 a month. Now, are you guys month to month, or how do you guys do
it? It is month to month. There's no contract, so you could cancel at any time or adjust anything you want to upgrade. That's why we like to do month to month, because then things are more flexible. You can change things at any time, you know?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just month to month.
Especially with, like, these payments and the way my business goes, you know, I mean, I'm off for 2 months pretty much every year, you know, because it gets too cold. Everybody's shutting their water down, unless it's commercial, you know.
Right, of course.
I'm pretty much shut down for 2 months in the winter. But, So it's $2.99, and you guys provide a website, you said?
Yep. You would have a fully functional website. You also have all the directory search engines. You have your voice-activated search engine.
I'm assuming you're trying to get, you know, back on, you get, so I'd be able to get access back to my Google business page, or, like, what?
Yes, exactly. So we'll either get access to it, or we can just make you another one and expedite that process. Whatever is going to be faster.
Yeah, I mean,
I
have a whole nother, I mean, this sucks, dude, because listen, man, I've done this before. They did it twice, man. So I got 24 fucking comments deleted.
Wow. Like, see, that's even worse. Yeah. See, that hard work and that, like, that's,
Then I started a whole new fucking page with them. So this was, like, the first month they got my page deleted. And then it got suspended, then deleted.
You got up there, damn.
Yeah. And then they started a whole new page. You know, so I had to build the page again and then try to contact, you know, a few old customers every week so I didn't get too many comments at once. You get what I'm saying?
Like, right, of course, yeah.
Because I know that Google picks up on that as well. So, you know, I tried to watch my comment level and get it back up. And then as soon as I get it back up, they fucking just happened again.
Right.
And I'm
like with one thing after the other, yeah.
I'm like, how the hell am I supposed to text my customers a third time and be like, hey,
you know,
and tell you they deleted my shit again.
It almost sounds unbelievable. Right, yeah, like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, dude, my cousin, yeah. I mean, thank God I can send some of them to Facebook, but Facebook only pulls so much work.
Right. Actually,
yeah,
so
yeah,
that would be included too. We could optimize the Facebook if you like. If you want, yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely felt the difference, so fucking.
Oh, for sure. Yes, you already know the value of it. No, yeah, I don't got to sell you there. I'm really just at a point where I just want to help you because, yeah, I mean, that sucks, man.
Yeah, it does. It definitely hurt me, especially after 4 years. You know, like, I built that fucking page, like, and learned shit myself to do it. You know what I mean?
Right, and like, through that process, right.
Yeah, like, uh-huh. You know, trying to basically be my own SEO, you know what I mean?
Right,
and,
exactly, because of what you went through, yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. And I mean, I did that for years, you know, trying to learn it and do it myself, but I know I couldn't get the same access, or I didn't want to pay. I guess I wasn't, you know, I didn't want to pay.
It's a little bit daunting. I can understand. Yeah,
yeah.
We actually do about 100 man hours of programming and stuff within the first week. I mean, this is like a full team working on it versus just one person who was also running a business, right? So it's much harder for you. Yeah, it makes more sense. Yeah. What was the address
that you verified with
Google?
Yeah. Right.
What was the address that you verified with Google? I couldn't find that.
Oh, I'm sorry. 280-67 Chris Andrea, ChrisAndrea. Chris Andrea, like the two names together, and then Drive.
Oh, Drive. Oh, and that comes up as Millsboro 19966?
Yes, sir.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Nice. All right.
Man,
and then
they really lost me, man. I hate it.
And that's why. And we can actually make sure that either we can get verification of that one back or build you a new one. And then this way, since obviously we're going to have it be more secure, I'll even make a note to the technician that, you know, what's going on so he can be aware of that. And we'll make sure that this doesn't happen again. That way you're not asking for more reviews because that's too much.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
With our tracking system and the website, we actually make it easier for clients to give you reviews through just a text message. You can send them and they click on the link, boom, they're right there. They can
I normally do with Google or Facebook. I'll just send them the link.
Right.
But,
exactly.
Yeah, no, I mean,
That's frustrating as hell because I know, especially after you've had the experience where you know, I mean, you're in a good place, you're on Google, and then boom, all of a sudden it's gone.
I mean,
yeah,
and
really
it works. You know, like, I mean, I had it work. It was work, bro. I mean, I was slaying. And, I went from slaying to, like, picking through. Yeah, I mean, I'm barely running anymore. I mean, I'm getting ready to get slammed again because it's the end of the season, but, like,
but
the
still,
next 3 months, you know. Yeah, but it's like,
you
know, I mean,
before, yeah, of course, it's better to be up there.
Oh, it's definitely stalled. Because you can't find me for shit unless you know my name.
Yeah, it's almost
like
they did you dirty, like they tried to make it so like you can't find you or something like that.
You can't find me. Yeah.
You really can't. And I was trying to search. That's why I asked for the address, because I couldn't find it at first. I was like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, dude, and it's like, you know, I mean, I pop up if you know my name, but you, I mean,
exactly,
how many people are you?
Right. Right. Know the name already.
You're not
going to
be like, oh,
HBO,
bro.
Right. You got to be like pressure washing near me or whatever, you know?
Yeah,
and our technicians can actually make suggestions.
Yeah.
Right, for the keywords, too, to make sure you get more searches that way, too. Yeah, they can give you suggestions.
I used to that shit myself, and I'm just like, man, ugh.
But yeah, at least out of sight, out of mind. We can just take care of it for you. You can just answer the calls and bid the job
I'm cool.
In the first place.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm cool with trying to, get this fixed. I mean,
Can do, man. Definitely. Yeah, no worries. And what was the email, or what's the new email? I know probably you can't use the existing one, but what's the new email you want to use for this one?
Yeah, so listen, I got an email, right? From, when I was trying to, get control of my Google page back, right? And, I got an email saying that they deleted it and blah, blah, blah. So I tried to start a new page and verify it with my business email, and it came up saying your page is suspended and you can't do shit. Like, it keeps
right. Right.
I didn't really get that because that's a whole new email. So I was a little confused on why that didn't clear
I guess
through.
Maybe
I don't know
some
if it's
other part of the information that was the same. Maybe not. They're not going based on the email. Maybe
that's what I was thinking.
Else.
Like maybe my address or something is flagged. I don't know.
I think it's probably the address, but what we can do is just obviously because like we're a partner of Google, so we have more of a direct line to them, so we can get it cleared up. Whatever it is, if the problem is, we'll figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's what I just have been hesitant. I've been hesitant to pet. You know what I mean? After
no,
all
course,
this,
I just that shit. Yeah, I get it. Dude.
I mean, I paid 3 months of you know nothing, and I mean I paid more than that. We did. I was with them for like 6 months, but it was like oh my god.
But only after. But the rest of the months after the first were kind of a nightmare. It sounds like yeah.
Yeah, dude. I'm not on Google. I mean, like I said, you can't find me unless you're looking up my damn name, and it's just fucking kills me, dude.
No, bro, I'm with you. So. I guess the email's not going to matter too much. What's the one you do want to use?
I'll use, before I use my personal, so I'd rather use my business email this time, which is GOH2OPro, at gmail.com. GOH2OPro.
I love the email. It's catchy. It's like rhymes kind of. So GOH2OPro@gmail.com.
Yeah, instead of zero, it's an O, like awesome.
Oh, it is the letter O. I was going to ask. So it's
yeah.
Go H2O, the letter O, pro. So O, pro. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll use that. And then what's your last name, Tyler?
Smith-Bradley. That's two last names.
Bradley, okay. L-E-Y, right?
Yeah, Smith-Bradley. Yes, sir. L-E-Y.
Okay. Got you. And then the phone number you'd like clients to call is this one, right? The 775-6117?
Yeah, that's something else, dude. That's something else. They tried to take out my number, bro. They tried to use this calling service that I wasn't paying for it. I want a direct line to my number. That's what the fucking number's for. You know, it's a business line. You know what I mean? Like, and they tried to take control of my number on my Google page at first and changed it to their number.
What are they even doing that for? What is that even benefiting
so
anybody? Like,
I don't
that?
Know. And listen, it was like random people, bro. If you called the number, they'd be like, hello, and Larry's Plumbing. And I'm like, what the fuck?
What?
Who the fuck's Larry's Plumbing? Yeah, like, no bullshit. Swear to God.
That's so weird.
Yeah, bro. And they tried to charge, like, $55 more a month for this calling service that I told them all, like the whole time I didn't want. And they finally fixed it on my Google page, but see, that's why I think my Google page got suspended because these motherfuckers were digging all over it.
Right, like they got flagged for all the BS that they were pulling. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like, man,
they really do not know.
How the fuck can you change my business number? You know, like that's personal, bro. You're changing my business number? Like, come on.
Right. And what was the, I got that. Now, what about the hours of operation you had listed? Was it like a 9 to 5 or was it 8 to 6 or?
I mean, yeah, it was like, yeah, like 8 to 6.
Monday through Friday?
Yeah, and Saturday.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if I had to work. Yeah.
And then you'll take phone, text, and email from clients? You don't mind either one?
Yeah, either one.
Either one. Okay. And then what about the areas? Now, I think she made a note here that you guys are doing Sussex County, but would you also like Kent County? You can have both if you want, or do you want to just keep Sussex?
Yeah. I do reach out to Kent County. I mean, it just depends on the work. You get what I mean?
Because you can have up to four counties if you want, but we can just start with the two.
Yeah, well, see, my state's only got three, so.
Oh, okay, so
I'm good.
You're pretty much in the whole state then, yeah, okay.
Nice, yeah,
okay.
Trust me, I moved to North Carolina for a couple years, and it was like, man, the one county was bigger than my whole state, and I was like, what the fuck? I wasn't used to all the different counties and shit. Like, I was like,
right, there's like 10 or 12 of them, you're like, damn, this is a big
ass. Yeah, like, you know. Yeah, it was definitely different.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, I know. I was in California. Imagine that.
Yeah.
I'm from Washington, but still California. That's crazy. Or Texas, right? Like those big ones.
Yeah, it's loaded. Like,
it's crazy.
Definitely loaded. I did a little company in North Carolina, which, man, fucking is killing it, man. My boy took over. It's called American Dream Home Remodeling in Mooresville. But
oh, nice.
Yeah, that's okay, still going. But you know, I just backed out of it. It was like me and my buddy.
Right.
We put the same thing, pressure washing, but he offered other stuff. He would try to like sell roofs to insurance companies and shit.
Oh damn! Okay, he was ambitious with it.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. What about the keywords? Now, of course, pressure washing, exterior wash, soft wash too, or do you have any other ones you want to list?
Soft wash. Soft wash. I don't know. Paver restoration.
Paver restoration. Gutter
services. Gutter services. Gutter cleaning, gutter guard.
Gutter cleaning, gutter guard, okay.
Yeah.
You can have 15. You don't have to
cleaning,
list.
I don't know if they would even if that surface. See, a lot of pressure washing companies are loaded, dude. Like they'll be like driveways, patios.
Right. So you get any for.
And I'm like, I feel like some of that sort of covers in the basis of the fucking pressure washing or soft washing.
You might get some other stuff too, right? Yeah, exactly. You might get other things that aren't related, but I can have what I can do, what I usually do. I have our technician. He's just going to suggest keywords based on these ones that we already have that people use more often, right? Have high search volumes. That way you'll get more searches that way too, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Perfect. And then, so let's see. Now, as for the billing address will be the same then, the 28067?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And then
it's going to be a $299.
And
that's it. It's going to be $299 monthly.
Right. It's the same. Yeah, $299, but I'm just not including the payment for the website because obviously, like I said, I'm trying to help you out.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
No, not a problem, dude. That's all. It's all good. I at least have authorization to do that. I can do that on my own. That's not a problem.
Right. Yeah, no. I just want to try to get my man that Google business profile relevant again.
And foremost, right, get you verified, and that's one of the first things we focus on. So I can even set you up with our technician later today if you have. Do you have time today, or you want to do it like tomorrow morning?
I'd have more time later today. Now, well, in the morning, I work some more.
Oh, okay.
But,
so let's see. Yeah. So let's see. You guys are Eastern time. We're Pacific, right? We're in Cali. So 3 hours difference. Let's see what we have available. So 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock your time? 5 o'clock?
What time is it? Let me see. Yes, yeah, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, right? Okay, perfect.
And yeah, and you guys said local, Fountain Valley, California.
That's the one. That's the one right there. You're looking right at it. Yep. Actually, matter of fact, I'll send you, I have a text. It'll send you to the pricing page. Obviously, the pricing is different because I'm hooking you up, but you'll be able to see like our partnership with Google, our accreditation, the years in business, you know, all that good stuff. You should be getting that.
I mean, you're not bad, bro. You got 855 reviews at 4.2. That's not too bad.
No, it's pretty legit. Not bad, right?
I mean, reviews, are these generated or are they real?
No, these are real, of course.
I mean, you know what I mean.
No, but I know what you mean, like computer generated or like paid for, you mean?
Yeah, you can sort of get, like, you know, I would get bullshit reviews with a 411. Yeah, like 411 locals always have bullshit reviews popping up.
Oh, no, they just, you know what, honestly, in the beginning of the call, I didn't want to say anything bad about them because I don't like bad-mouthing other companies to try to, like, you know, sell our services, but they are they suck, bro. They're no good. Like, I've heard so many bad stories about them and Angie.
I didn't look them up, bro. I looked them up afterwards, and I was like, oh my fucking god, dude. Like,
right.
every review is like right on target, and I'm like, oh my god, dude, what the fuck did I do?
Right, like, exactly how you would put it, that's what the people were saying in their reviews, right? Like, exactly what happened to you.
Yeah, I was just reading, and I'm like, man, fuck, you know? Like, they control of their page and fucking blah, blah, and I'm like,
exactly
what
the hell? Same exact thing, right? Yeah, that's what I hear a lot of, is they lose control of it, or it gets flagged, or
what the
something
fuck
like
doing, you know?
Basically, they don't know what they're doing, exactly.
No, that's right. They're doing too much is what they're doing.
Yeah, it's like they're not familiar with actually how it works or how the algorithms work. Like,
exactly.
Really not.
Yeah.
Good at their job.
That's what it seems like to me. It was like a youth team or some shit.
Yeah, right. Like they put the Pee Wee Squad on it or something.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I don't know why, but that's just how it felt. I was like, man, what in the hell is happening?
Right, like, just like, what in the hell is going on, basically. Yeah, right.
What do you think, bro? $2.99 a month. Hey, I'm getting my Google back. $2.99? $299 a month. Some fucking asshole. They're tripping, bro. Bro, y'all my pay. Bro, I gotta get a hold of Google. How the fuck are you gonna get a hold of Google again? Someone that does that for a living, really. That's what they do for a living, dummy. That's what I'm paying. That's fucking up. Dude, Yelp charge me like $450 sometimes, dog.
Real. Kill the dog.
I'm sorry, my worker.
No, it's all good.
He's like my bro. He said I'm just a worker. He's like my brother, but.
You've been fired, you asshole. That's a worker.
He's too valuable.
Nah, but listen, hey, tell him the truth. What, dude, how bad did that Google smash us, bro, when it stopped?
Dude, it did stop. It fucked us up.
It did bad.
Yeah, full name and local is garbage.
But, dude, I hate to say it, we never get that many calls off Google, bro.
And bro, we have one or two every day.
And to be honest, because we fell off. I don't push you, really, you know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, but I was getting one or two fucking calls a day, bro, when we were working. It was working good.
We was out there at the time.
Yeah, because we were getting the fucking calls, card. Fuck you, bitch.
You pay $3.99 to Google, I'm gonna punch you dick.
$3.99
times. That's fucking dumb.
I mean, the price is a little high, but I mean,
I'm gonna figure out how to do it ourselves.
And I don't mean you're too high. I mean you're right on the mark. You know what I'm saying? I know that.
Typical of most of these companies, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you got a private number, my dude.
He's great.
We'll get in cash. You have to be 50, dog.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's not me that actually does all this stuff. It's the technician.
So.
That's
everywhere, motherfucker.
If we go...
Shit, if I could, man, I'd give you the hookup, bro. But this is as low as I can go. I mean, I already waived the fee for the website and all that.
I mean,
you know,
no,
so
too,
I can't
yeah,
really do
I,
myself.
I do. I do. I get it, bro. I mean, man, where the hell? Okay, I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, no. $290
That's not typical.
I mean, right around. I mean, I was saying, dude. But I had no service. You get what I'm saying?
Hacker. 27 best hacker.
I mean, I was paying them. I started paying them $199, and but I mean, I wasn't getting any work. They're not doing their job, so I don't.
Right. Yeah, like they weren't doing anything.
They weren't hurt. I'll get. Yeah, I mean, you'll get my website, right? If I cancel, I still have my website.
Yeah, exactly. The content and everything
exactly.
is still yours.
Like,
yeah, the content and everything's still yours.
Like,
and then if you wanted to, we could just host it for $50 a month anyway. You'll need someone to host it anyway, so we can still do that. That's not a problem.
Right. You know,
And it's still your GBP, your Facebook. Like, we don't take ownership. I'm not even sure why they did that. That's really weird. Like, I've never actually heard of that. It sounds like super, I don't know. That's odd.
Yeah, they were saying it was against their rules and that they didn't do it. And I'm like, bro, there's the fucking proof right here, bro. Like, you can't, what do you mean? It says you did it. Like, and you're the owner
right.
and I'm the manager right now. So if I didn't do it, you fucking did it, you know?
Right, then who else is it? Yeah, exactly.
What company do you work for?
He works, look it up, it's good. Local Splash. Local Splash.
I mean, I'm not a hacker to hack that fucking company.
Yeah, right. Look up Local Splash. Look it up. It's good.
30 now. You're done for.
I get to keep my website afterwards. Remember? 411 Local? Yeah, for free. He's giving it to me for free.
So it would just be the amount for the domain name. But right now, you're not going to pay that $99.
No,
we just try to pay it later if you want to buy it.
No,
but for now, no, I'm waiting.
What is it? I can buy it out later?
Yeah, later if you want to. Say you wanted to buy it out and, like, you know, if you part ways, whatever the case is, you can buy it out for just the amount we pay for the domain, the $99, or we could just host it for you for the $50 a month if you want it, because you'll need someone to host it anyway. But, yes, you can buy it out at any time if you wanted to. Yeah, that's not a problem.
For $99 a month.
Yeah, no,
for
not a month. It's just a one-time
period.
Just like it's today, I was going to charge you for the website. It would just be $99 one time. That's it. It's just a one-time period for the site. Yeah, but I'm just waiving that, so you don't have to pay that anymore.
Right, but if I want
whatever the case may be, yeah, you could do that if you want. Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, I know it's slow work. That's the problem with the money. Like, you know.
$200 up front of about 50 a month is the average price. That's on maintainer shit. Keep it boosted on Google.
Most companies, it's around $299 or sometimes more. Angie's, I've heard people paying $700 to $1,000 a month per, you know, it's just crazy.
Most of these types of services
average is $299,
I paid Yelp fucking like $450, $500 before. I mean, Yelp was ridiculous.
And Yelp is one of those too. It's kind of like Angie, where it's a pay per click, right, or per lead or whatever, and then it starts to get out of control.
Yeah. And they give you bullshit leads.
Right, and you don't even know what you're getting. Right. You know what's funny? A lot of those services, especially Angie's, they actually use a Google listing to get those leads. They have like a listing on Google, and all those leads are from there. They sell to their clients. Exactly, you'll see top 10 roofers or top 10 pressure wash. Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's just cutting out the middle man, essentially. If people are switching over from them to like this, that's all you're doing is just putting yourself on the first page instead of these other companies.
The only thing I'm worried about is I've definitely heard that. I've heard the FTOs, you know, are starting to not be a modern thing anymore, you know?
Oh, like
everybody's
it's
dropping
to,
it, you know, they going with something. What is
what's
it? They're going with
phasing out or whatever. Yeah, no. See, it's funny because on my side, I hear that it's picking up, but there's always a different opinions, right? You're always going to get different opinions and different people that are going to say different things. So I guess it really just, you have to just see for yourself, right? That's the best way.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's definitely how it works. You're not,
right?
You're not wrong.
Because you can't just always take everyone's opinion or, you know, whatever.
No.
Or anything.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
It definitely, yeah. I mean, I got, oh, fuck. All right. I think I'm going to do it, bro.
Don't do that. Do some more research. Tell me to call him back. Please, tell me to call him back.
Can you call me back tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I can. Yeah, I'm here till. So, the only thing is just about the availability of the spot, obviously, but I can call you here in, like, maybe just an hour or two. That'll give you enough time to check it out, right?
What is it? What did you say? I'm sorry. I missed.
No, it's all good. So, I was saying we can, because the only thing I'm worried about is just the availability of the listing, like you said, but I can just give you a call back here and, like, I mean, or if you guys got any questions or concerns, just let me know, man. I'm an open book. Like, I mean, the company's been in business like 19 years. You looked at the reviews, right? They're legit. Where they got a 4.2.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, yeah.
And like I said, I'm an open book. If you got questions, anything detail related about how it works, anything, I'm right here.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, look, check. And then at then Fountain 4.9, bro, they're nailing.
Bro, I gotta pull myself out of the water.
Okay, we're gonna do some research there, bro. Just don't jump.
Alright, let me can you call me back within an hour?
Yeah, sure. I'll call you back here within No, it's all good. No worries, dude. So I'm gonna call you back here within an hour, okay?
Yeah, no, he's definitely hesitant. Man, I got I got nailed, bro.
No, I feel it. It's all good. I'm not. No, I don't take offense to it. It's really not a problem.
I know you're not. You know, I feel you, bro. You haven't tried to push nothing on me, bro. I appreciate that. You know.
No, I'm really. It's not how I operate. I'm really not that type of person. So it's all good. So I'll call you here like just within the hour. Okay, 45 minutes to an hour. Okay?
Yeah. That's fine. Just yeah.
Yeah. No worries.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you then. Yeah. No problem. All right. Bye.